You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I was crying ass tubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun come through and the ice all broke. I stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a happening show, I don't you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that
gotta be John Prine, if I'm not mistaken. Midday Grind on a Wednesday feels like a Thursday. But it's not, because if we're Thursday, we'd be at Patio's. That's tomorrow. Cards, Cubs tonight. Early start tomorrow. Then the Brewers are here over the weekend. Cardinals 2.5 back in that second wild card race. Colorado did win last night. They're playing a day game out in Denver today. So by the time the Cards hit the field, they'll know what the Rockies have done. Back here in the Kirkwood Studios, and right on cue, fresh from the rink, if I'm not mistaken.
I got Andy pulled Strickland. Into that barbecue place next door.
Well, it's not a bar. Well, I guess the brew house.
No, it's
the
brew house. Sorry. I confused that with Kirkwood Barbecue. I apologize. It is a beautiful, beautiful place on the inside. They've got all the NFL games, and it's great to be here, as always, in studio. This is the friendly confines right here. We're very close together.
Well, this is going to end up being like the production room and the main studio.
We got a window in here that we can open. It's a little stuffy.
I've been cracking the door.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You just never know around here what's going to be yelled in the background, so we got to be
careful.
What's
going on with you guys? Everything good?
Strick, good to see you. Are you fresh from the rink?
Yeah, fresh.
This is sort of a slice of hockey sense here on 590 The Fan. No show this week, programming note.
Yeah, I thought about maybe doing the show in Spanish. I thought maybe that would get me on the air at night because, you know, of course, the Cardinal games are in Spanish right now, which I enjoy listening to, by the way.
And that guy, Polo, is like my favorite guy at the ballpark.
You know,
and Benji are the happiest
Polo's
guys.
Polo's great. Benji's great. My daughter, this is a true story now. My daughter... First grade, they take Spanish three times a week.
Trace?
Trace times. And she's...
Trace
times. Yeah, she's...
Is he still on Nebraska? He was a real fast running back, Trace times.
Was he? So she's in first grade, and they're doing Spanish 3 days a week. So I'll put the game on in Spanish, and you know, so she can kind of maybe listen. Because a lot of the hockey players who have come over, whether it be Russian, Slovak, from the Czech Republic, Swedish, Finland... Slovenia, Germany. A lot of them learned the English language from watching TV and listening to the radio. So I thought maybe that would help her Spanish out.
It's a great idea. Great parenting. Yeah. Even though you're bad at the drop-off.
She ran the mile run this morning, by the way. Okay? Now, the mile run for six-year-olds. I mean, I don't remember having to run the mile when I was 6 years old.
What if they did that in sports radio? We'd have some problems.
Could you imagine having media have to run like a let's call it the half mile. Maybe even the quarter mile. I mean, how many media members would actually make it? We'd have to have like a nacho stand. Maybe Nacho Man would be handing out nachos every 100 feet or so.
Right now, if we went out the front door, how long could you jog / run before you'd literally have to stop? I'm probably good for about 4 miles.
I could do several miles, for sure.
I could do a few miles at a very slow pace.
We were at the bars one night in Marquette, and people started talking about fitness levels, and we had a few too many beers. And I said, I can run 10 miles tomorrow. And they're like, no, you can't. And it's the middle of Wisconsin winter.
It's the first thing that stood out to me when I first started covering sports was how out of shape the sports media was. I couldn't believe it.
It's true.
I mean, there's one section of the media. We don't need to point any fingers, but, I mean, it is... It is just amazing. And I guess when you spend all the time on the road, you're sitting down a lot, you're eating a lot of the food.
Sounds like a certain type of industry that you're specifically going after.
You know, you can't forget about that treadmill, at least every once in a while. So health is important. I host a show called Sports Medicine. We talk about this all the time. You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, Dr. Rick says, you can't eat that, you can't eat that, you can't eat that. Here's what you do. You get up, get yourself some oatmeal.
Is that Rick Majerus?
Don't put anything on it.
You got the wrong Dr. Rick.
Now, what would mature? Well, I was going to have oatmeal, but I put a donut on top of it. You know, Dr. Rick takes everything that's healthy and throws it out there. I'm like, okay, what else can I have? That's it. Have a kale pizza. I'm like, no, I'm not eating a kale pizza. Mm. So I got up that next morning at Marquette, and this fraternity brother drove in his car along Wisconsin Avenue. I just kept running. He would say 1 mile. He had like the counter going in his and I had to walk a little bit, but I got to the 10th mile. But I had to walk a little bit.
Good for you.
Because you know what? Mind.
Why are you ringing the bell?
Over matter. Because I got it done.
Mind over body.
Oh,
MLB.
Good.
I'm like Granger. I'm the ones who get it done.
Now, I see a half-eaten banana here in the studio. Now, that could be from this morning. It could be from yesterday, like considering this is radio. So is this yours or is this left over from a few days ago?
This is my banana. I've been eating it throughout the show here as I'm trying to stay healthy, even though I ate a big piece of cake for Tim McKernan's birthday cake that's out there.
How about that?
Little Fitness didn't even eat
cake. You bring him the cake?
I did not. I don't know who got him the cake, but happy birthday, T-Mac.
Strix is here. Andy Strickland, good to be with you. You're fresh from the rink. Can I run through some topics here?
Let's do it.
Can we
Let's
do breaking do news
breaking
first,
news.
Though?
What do we got?
Unrelated. Breaking news. Related to what we talked about in the previous segment with Louisville. Five-star point guard, according to Scout. Five-star point guard Courtney Ramey just decommitted from Louisville. His father, Terrell Ramey, told Scout, quote, "We are going to reopen it," the elder Ramey said. "We aren't excited about it, but it's something we have to do." Courtney Ramey, a senior at Webster Groves and the number 26th overall recruit, according to Scout, the number 7 point guard in the country for the 2018 recruiting
class. Now, has he been linked
recruiting class.
To this investigation?
No. He's basically a recruit, and he's looking at the mess that's about to happen at Louisville.
Well,
saying,
his coach isn't going to be there, so it shouldn't be a big shock that he would want to decommit.
Correct.
You know, I was talking to a Division I assistant coach about this just 2 weeks ago, and this is so common on the AAU circuit, and it's not just about getting a kid. Like if you're a rep for a notable apparel company, okay, we all know who the big ones are,
Kangaroo.
Right?
Kangaroo.
Yeah, Kangaroo. And
Keds.
And Keds and Toms.
Lululemon.
Lululemon. They don't make shoes.
They're getting in on the gymnastics bribes. Yeah, and
maybe New Balance. I don't know.
Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
Saucony.
Stride Right.
But Stride Right.
Kids. We're going to AAU Skechers team.
Strix just came from Lori's Shoes up the road here buying Lori's the kids Stride Right.
Why I got a balloon.
Avia.
Yeah, they give you balloons. So anyway, here's what they do, though.
Asics.
I mean, a lot of these these apparel companies, they'll pay the AAU coach to get the player to go to a school that wears their shoes. Or their, you know,
correct.
Uniforms,
that's what this is all about.
Whether it's Nike, Adidas, or whatever. And then what happens is when that kid ends up going to the NBA, now you have a relationship with them, whether you're Nike or Adidas, and you instantly get them in your shoes. So it's funny that, like, programs, you know, I don't want to paint Duke, for example, or any of the elite programs as you know, being lumped into something
Duke
like this.
Does have to cheat? That's my question. I'd written down last night to myself.
Here's why they might have to. Because the recruits that they're getting are being offered X and X amount of dollars from a number of these others to go to some of these other schools. And I think to get some of these kids, you know, they may have to. I mean, what would make Arizona different? I know Duke's been, you know, obviously.
Duke is Duke.
But, you know, Arizona's been a top program. USC is a major program. Louisville's won national
USC
championships.
USC basketball, yeah.
You
but
know,
it's
so
California. But I'd say I only need 3 or 4 studs a
North
year.
North Carolina's had the academic investigations going on. I mean, they're not exactly clean. I just don't find, you know, you look at Quinn Snyder, everyone said, well, he's got to be so clean. Well, he comes to Mizzou, all of a sudden there's issues. He didn't learn that on his own. I'm sure some of that stuff he probably picked up on when he was hanging out in Durham.
But they're all at the top. They're all removed one layer.
I just think
from
it's
the
such
scandal.
A
That's
dirty industry.
Correct.
And it's such a scandalous industry. Let's not act like anybody. You can't assume
anybody's
clean
surprised.
Now.
That's why I don't care about this whatsoever. I think it's stupid. I understand that it's going to bring down a Hall of Fame coach and probably many big-time coaches. Mm-hmm. But everything I've read are things I would have assumed are going on.
I remember going to Mizzou when I was in the late 80s when my oldest sibling went to Mizzou. And seeing
Fenton,
sit my sister Kim, but seeing the top players from Mizzou driving these, you know, big time, you know, fancy SUVs and whatever, and this was all going on back then, so it's not anything new. We know that, but you know, this is just a dirty business, and now the FBI is trying to get a hold of it, but I don't think this is all of a sudden something that just started over the course of the last few years. I think it's been going on for decades.
I don't think, nobody's shocked, nobody's outraged, but I think they're all curious just to see how far it reaches and who all gets taken down.
More breaking news. Just tweeted out, well, this was actually tweeted out 4 hours ago, but Dan Bernstein tweets, "Source tells me, # the Illini officials are, quote, very much aware that Brad Underwood, could be in jeopardy after the arrest of Lamont Evans.
Right. So one of the assistants at Oklahoma State, Lamont Evans, who also had been at South Carolina, I believe, previously, was one of the four assistant coaches who were arrested. That's what's interesting, is who gets affected by it. Anyway, we got other stuff to get to with Strick. We also have, I think we've got an EAS test. We're gonna, so don't be concerned.
Oh, good. I love
it. In a little bit, we take a break. First, let's tell you about Gold's Gym, because Chuck and I will be having our fitness challenge. That begins next week, believe it or not. We're going to try and lose some weight. What better time of year to do it than during the World Series and college football and Blues season opening?
Oktoberfest. College football Saturdays.
Gonna
NFL
be a little,
Sundays.
Where Chuck and I sit out back and we run the extension cord out and watch football out back. It's the best time. It's a good time to lose some weight, though, before the holidays kick in, November, December. And you can join us. It's a fitness challenge. We're going to end up with 12 participants. You, the listener, male, female, you want to get in shape, do it with us. You're going to be part of the fitness challenge here at 590. And you can sign up at InsideSTL.com. InsideSTL.com. Get registered to be part of that. And anybody listening, there are 12 different locations for Gold's Gym. You can stop by and ask them for a three-day pass and get yourself signed up. Simply walk into any of those locations. We were at the Manchester Meadows location yesterday in Baldwin. That place is awesome. We're right next door here in Kirkwood to a Gold's Gym location. So join us. Be a part of the challenge. InsideSTL.com is where you can get yourself registered.
One more funny tweet. This one is actually from The Onion. So obviously it's not real. From The Onion, it says, from the archives, Indianapolis area prostitute unnerved by Rick Pitino referring to her as his Cinderella.
Hey, can I just say this? You know,
that's funny.
It may have been a legal way of doing it, but you look at Mizzou. You know, it's like they hired the number one recruit in the country's dad to put him on the staff. You know, essentially,
now, to be fair, he is a coach in basketball.
He is a coach, but you're going to start to see, you know, 75-year-old women on the staff now who are the grandparents of top recruits.
I hope that's true.
And
let's just make, you know, Gladys, you know, somebody's grandma. Let's put her on the staff as an assistant coach.
That would be awesome.
So you have illegal ways of paying families, and you have legal ways of paying families. And a legal way of doing it is by handing over a big-time check and putting the number one recruit in the country's father on the coaching staff. He's been coaching on the women's side for years, and obviously he went over to Washington and was an assistant men's coach. But let me just put it this way. I don't think he's an assistant coach under Lorenzo Romar, or excuse me, under under Konzo Martin.
If his kid is
if he didn't have two five-star sons, okay?
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm not naive. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think he deserves to get all that money. Seriously, he is the father that has raised two kids who are worth millions upon millions of dollars.
To the university.
To these universities. Why shouldn't he get some money?
Mm-hmm.
If I had a kid that was a number one recruit in the country, I want to get some money.
As Ricky Lake would say, that's for a different show. Okay? Watch that?
Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky. It's your birthday.
We got a lot of stuff going on here. Why is everybody like coming in to like talk to you?
Well, there's a test that we were going to go to, and I'm not sure if we're going to
it. I'll do it. Ready?
I think that's a different one. I think
I don't like it when you're distracted.
Well, I know.
Hey, we got a show to do here.
Hey, what?
Okay.
Don't mess with the feds, Strick. Don't mess with the feds.
Oh, this is a federal.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I believe maybe that's what we should do, Strick. And we got to reset this whole topic.
Okay, we'll get into some hockey topics.
I wrote down a 75-year-old woman named Gladys may be on the Mizzou bench next year. That's
put her on
I wrote
the bench.
Down.
That's an assistant coach,
Strick. I don't know if you heard this, but I'm having a daughter.
Oh, we had the reveal party?
We did.
What, like a pink cake or something?
Pink cake.
Or what?
Yeah. She'll be born January 2018. So we're talking when she graduates high school, that would be
2036. Yeah.
If she's a hot shot, let's say basketball recruit, soccer, you better believe I want to be on this staff and I want to get a piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? For her recruitment.
All right, a quick break here. It is the Midday Grind. Andy Strickland with us in Blues Talk when we come back on 590 The Fan.